Each of us has a way that God calls us, a way that God speaks to us and draws us to himself. Sometimes it's a dramatic call of how we came to know Christ and to follow him. Sometimes it's a quiet, simple way, and sometimes it's a long time. Over time, we kind of unfold this identity of God calling us. If we look at our own lives, what are the moments that we can point to, that we can look at and say, this is the time that God called me, or this is how God spoke to me, or this is the way that God brought me to understand what it is that I'm supposed to do with my life? How are you called? What is your vocation? These are good questions to know, to ask, and to have answers for. Maybe there is right now. Maybe you have a call. Maybe you know it. Maybe it's in the past where you were called, or maybe it's ongoing. Maybe you've been called many times. Maybe you're not quite sure yet. That's okay. What made you hear that call? And how have you responded? Now, are there excuses for why you haven't wanted to heed that call, to follow that call that Jesus gives? Sometimes we wait for that perfect condition, right? That perfect moment before we answer the call to Jesus. We use anything to use as a buffer, keep us at a distance. Father Jacques Philippe, who's a spiritual writer, says that we all struggle with the temptation to believe that in the situation which is ours, we lack something essential, and that because of this, our progress and the possibility of blossoming spiritually is denied us. But this is often an error. It is not the exterior circumstances that need to change, but above all, our hearts must change. I find that true for myself very often. If I look back at my own calling, how the Lord spoke to me, I was in college at the time when I began to really understand that, hey, I'm supposed to be this Christian, or I'm supposed to be this Catholic, and I have to do this as an adult now. I have to make that choice. It started with a longing, really a desire for something more. I wasn't sure exactly what that was, and there was at times a loneliness in my life. I think we all have that, even in the midst of our busy lives and family and friends, we can have this loneliness, and that's that call to respond to God. And then through my own experience, going to church, going to learn how to pray again, or really praying for the first time as an adult, and then really encountering God in the sacrament of reconciliation, there was a powerful call that I experienced, a longing for something deeper. And that blossomed over years and years, well, a number of years, to get me to the seminary and then into the priesthood. I was reflecting on this call this past week as I was on retreat, and it's amazing to me that God works in me. You know, I look around and think, gosh, Lord, you really do this. It's amazing. You want me to do things for you. You want to work in me, this sinner, this person who is self-centered at times or motivated for the wrong reasons, and yet you work in me. What a crazy thing that you use me to work in the lives of others. Maybe you too have been surprised that God wants to work in you. Maybe you've been surprised by the fact that he speaks to you and calls you and he has a plan for you. But don't worry, we're in good company. We're in good company. Today in the readings, we had the prophet Isaiah, we had St. Peter and St. Paul, all unworthy sinners, right? Unworthy to follow God, but God called them nonetheless. Peter says, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. How often have we sort of said those same sentiments to the Lord? Lord, you don't want me. You've seen what I've done. You see who I am. And yet, Jesus continues to call us, continues to use us, continues to speak through us. We see Peter, throughout the Gospels, kind of going in through the ups and downs of that call, right? The call to follow Jesus. And, you know, one of my favorite moments is when he's walking on the sea with Jesus. You know, first he says, if it's you, Lord, tell me to come out on the water. It's kind of like, I'm going to do this if it's really you. And then he does. And of course, he starts to sink. And then he says, Lord, save me. And we have those moments, right? We have the ups and downs of our faith, the ups and downs of our lived experience of following Jesus, where it's going great, we're walking on the water, and then we start to sink, and we're dang, here I am again, stuck in the water and sinking, and I need help. Sometimes I think we need to have it all together before we can respond to the call of Jesus. There are barriers that we've put up or that have been put up that keep us from responding to the call. We already talked about that we're not worthy, depart from me. You know, I'm a sinner, and yet God penetrates through our sin and calls us. Sometimes there's a fear. You know, if I follow this call, where's it going to lead? How do I have to respond? Or maybe I have to be perfect to do this, or I have to do certain things. I think often we're afraid that if we respond to the call of Jesus and we fail, then we're going to have to say, Lord, save me. And yet that's kind of part of the process. We see that today. We see that in the Gospels. Lord Jesus, help me. We see this often. People reaching out, asking for his help. We will need God's help. That's the truth. If we follow Jesus, we will need his help. We will often need his help. It's that daily conversion that we go through in our lives. Today we know God is calling us. There's no doubt that he's calling each one of us. We're being called to discipleship. We're being called to a life of holiness, to a specific lived vocation in the church and in our world. The question is, are we responding? Are we open to that call? Or have we been hiding behind our fears, or maybe a desire for control or something else? We need people. We need people to make that choice to begin living a holy life and to live a vocation, a specific vocation in the church. We need families to encourage their children to pray and discern what vocation they are called to. You know, we pray, every week we pray the prayer of vocations. And it's a nice prayer. I like the prayer. We pray it every week. And we need good men, young men and women who are responding to the call, who will respond to the call to live a life of discipleship, wherever that leads them, whether it's the marriage, religious life, priesthood, the diaconate, whatever. We need people to respond. But how open are we to that call ourselves? Or to have our daughters, our sons, our grandchildren respond to that call? How open are we to having a child say, I think I'm called to be a religious, or I think I'm called to be a priest? Would we support a child in that moment? Would we say, yes, this is a good thing, I will help you discern this? Or would we say, well then, let's just go over here, do something else. We'll send you off to college, get you something different. You know, we don't want you to, don't get carried away here. You don't want to be extreme, you know? Sometimes we have that response. I know many guys, when I was in the seminary, who didn't have the support of their family or their friends. How much do we strive to help our children choose to get married in the church, to live a Catholic marriage? Are we intentional in these things? Priests and sisters, and parents don't just come from nowhere, right? They come from families, you guys. And it's our job, your job, to raise them up, to understand how to live this life of holiness. And you know, maybe you're saying, oh, I'm not an expert, I don't know how, but here you are, right? You're in church, you're following Jesus, you're responding to the call. And so how do we cultivate that in our families and in our parish? If your son or your daughter comes to you and expresses an interest in religious life or the priesthood or marriage, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Maybe that scares you, but don't be afraid. Go to the Lord and pray about that. Today, may we follow the call that each of us has. First, our call to holiness, to become saints, that universal call that we all have. Second, to live faithfully our vocation, whatever it may be. Third, that we may be open to raising up the next generation of Catholics and help them to discern how to live their vocation. Jesus says, put out into the deep. He says, do not be afraid. The Lord said to Isaiah and to us, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Our response must be, here I am, Lord, send me. May we too be unafraid to leave everything and follow where Jesus leads us.